1061 RDU remembers Dale Earnhardt.
The seven-time NASCAR Winston Cup champion from Kannapolis, North Carolina, Dale Earnhardt.
That was God's will that he'd take him here today. And, you know, it's very ironic that there his race cars were in front of him and going on to finish in first and second in the Daytona 500. And there he was a quarter of a mile from the finish and didn't quite get there.
Rescue workers tend to Dale Earnhardt, who is still in his car.
In dark to dark to say.
I don't like that. That's the kind of crash that hurts you.
Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Just keep wanting to do it. I love the competition and I love the race.
I'm having a hard time just finding the words right now because Dale Earnhardt is hard as I was, but one of my best friends for many, many years. Dale Earnhardt and how selfish he was on the racetrack, how much he cared about himself on the racetrack because he was a winner and he wanted to win when he buckled that helmet on him. And those of us who knew him knew that he was really a very, very unselfish individual off the racetrack. And the irony is that today, for the first time that I can remember, and I've known this man a long, long time, we saw him be very, very unselfish those final few laps. He had a car that could have made a move, in my opinion, following this sport for 20 years. He could have pulled up in front of Sterling Marlin, maybe Kenny Schrader, probably drafted by and won his second Daytona 500. But what he did in those final laps was what a father would do for a son. Ironically, that was his son right in front of him, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Or what a brother would do for a brother. And Michael Walter was like the little brother that he didn't have.
On the last day of his life, he was vintage Dale Earnhardt. 49 years old, in his 23rd Daytona 500, he was his intimidating best. Earnhardt bumped Sterling Marlin off the lead early in the race, traded paint with rookie Ryan Hornaday a few laps later. Then, gunning past another rookie, Kurt Busch, Earnhardt flashed him an obscene gesture.
From all of your friends at 1061 RDU, Better Days number 3. You will always rock.
I hear drivers talk about we're going too fast and we're doing this and we're doing that. Well, maybe we are. Maybe we're not. Who's to say? I mean, how do you put a gauge on it? How do you slow? Do you want to race or don't you? I want to race.